All right, we're on the record for some after talk.
So, Bryce, you played Sade as the out music on the live stream.
I did.
In which she says, coast to coast, LA to Chicago. Was that in honor of me and Kuhan? Because he's in Chicago and I'm in LA?
Absolutely.
I think it was more a confession of his ignorance as to where the coasts are.
There's a third coast. Michigan.
I mean, that's like saying coast to coast from Portland to Ontario.
Coast to coast, LA to Corpus Christi.
Coast to coast from Fort Lauderdale to Jacksonville. Technically, like, those are two different coasts.
Do you know the song Kids in America?
Yeah.
We're the kids in America.
Hello.
New York to East LA, she says.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after that, what do you got? Venice Beach?
All of Los Angeles?
I'll tell you what, Tom, I'm so happy that you and I hung out while I was doing Hacking the System and
East California, not even LA, East California. Sorry, that's why it bugs me. It's East California. They just left out the Western half of California.
Don't take this away from me. I love that I feel like on the inside, like watching the Barbie movie and just recognizing Venice Beach and the area south of it and all that stuff. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like,
yeah.
It's like having that be a real place is fun. Yeah.
No, that is fun because we were doing the same thing of like, oh, look, they're at that place. Oh, they got to that place real fast. Okay, that's cool. But, you know, I know that restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So next week is the last Chord Killers before I go off on my anniversary trip.
Ooh.
And then when we come back, we're in reckoning times.
Are we that close? We need to decide on names so that I can work on the graphics.
Yeah. Should we decide on some names? We have candidates. We've workshopped these. Are you ready to make a decision, Brian? Are you feeling decisive?
Who dares to challenge Reckoning?
No. Reckoning, I think we're good on. I don't think we have a challenge for Reckoning. Do you challenge Reckoning? I think we're all thumbs up on Reckoning.
Yeah.
All right. For primary target, we have Word Around Segments, the Campfire, or Supply Run.
Both of them imply that we've gone out and gotten something and brought it back, right?
Yeah, so, right. Either hearsay, the stuff people are talking about, or supplies, yeah.
Like, you could also go like whispers on the winds or the gossip or word around the campfire, like you said, according to sources confirm or chatter. None of those seem to land.
No, I kind of like Supply Run because it's short. But I like the meaning of Word Around the Campfire.
Supply Run is good because it also conveys that we're actually bringing real gifts.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's find out what we got in our Supply Run.
Let's start off with a Supply Run. Ah, we brought you a story about...
Oh, what about the spoils? That's back to war imagery.
And also our spoiler and time show.
Let's unpack the hall. what's in the bag?
Open
the box, Morgan Freeman.
Are you not like Supply Run, or are you just trying stuff?
Stuff. Yeah. Let's start off with a Supply Run. What do we got?
All right. Yep.
So those are what we got, right?
Exactly. And we still have Word Around the Campfire. It's still sitting there. We could use it for something else. Then we have Under Surveillance. What to watch. We could just call it Under Surveillance.
We could say On the Horizon.
I see the word search party written down on that segment here.
Ah, search party. I like search party. On the horizon, I've got down for front lines.
Okay.
Search party is good for what to watch, actually.
Okay, so
word around the campfire, on the horizon, search party. I feel like on the horizon works better for front lines.
I agree.
And search party works pretty well for telling people what to watch.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Oh, what's a phrase? What's a phrase that means that you found something?
Eureka.
Yeah.
Discovery. Shoot.
Not Geronimo. Pay dirt would be some.
Well, what do they say when they strike gold?
Eureka! I found it.
Or
I hit pay dirt.
Loteria.
Is there
only one of the three of us can say it though?
And that's me. No. Oh, these synonyms are worthless. Ferret, scout, dredge, rummage.
Snare trap.
I know what you're fishing. I know what you're after, and I cannot think of it.
Like,
and this would be for what to watch?
What to watch, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like what we found. I mean, we could just say word is.
Word is?
Ooh, instead of word around the campfire, word is.
Or, you know, chatter.
Chatter. What's the chatter? I mean, the segment's called chatter, but we can introduce it. Let's check in on what the chatter. Let's see what the chatter is. That's a good email segment name, too.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that for email a lot. The chatter.
Word is or search party?
Search party.
Yeah.
All right. Search party.
And then what's next?
We leave eyes on, eyes on. Front lines, we have
on the horizon.
On the horizon.
Eyes on. Could that be first watch?
Oh, I kind of like that.
Like,
I'll take first watch.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Which one of us is going to do it? I'll take first watch. Segment starts.
Well,
you don't need to create a asset for that either.
Yeah. That was, yeah. So I wonder if people might think that that segment is only for things that you have watched for the first time.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Oh.
Instead of like first shift.
I mean, it depends on how we introduce it. Let's see.
We could also play with like a...
We're going to talk about what we've been watching. Brian, take first watch.
Okay. Well, what about like some kind of prospecting thing? Or buried treasure?
Ooh, buried treasure.
Buried treasure.
I kind of still like eyes on.
That's fine. I mean, we don't have to change everything.
All right. So then to front lines, on the horizon, word is, word around the campfire. I do like on the horizon a lot.
If it wasn't a racially loaded term, like smoke signals would be pretty good. Like that's us trying to read the tea leaves kind of thing.
Signals intelligence. Wasn't that a frame rate one?
That was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could go back unless we're worried about Leah Laporte being angry again.
Nah, I doubt it.
So this is the one that's where it's headlines. It's shorter, less discussion, a little more rapid fire.
What about just signals?
Just what?
Signals.
What about Signal fires? Harbingers of things that are coming?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's scan the horizon for some signal fires.
That's more of a Tolkien-esque kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though this is a segment not necessarily about future stuff or future teases.
True.
I wonder if there's something that's a little more like about it being a light touch on each of these subjects versus
Could we do like a Morse code sound and have a do 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 do, or like let's check in on the Victorian internet.
Telegram. This is short things you need to know. That so I feel like signal fires is good for that. Like you're not getting a deep briefing. You're just a short thing you're seeing on the horizon is good. Like keeping abreast of stuff. Word is works for that too. But it's like here's some briefings.
What about
scanning the horizon?
Ooh, that's good.
I like that.
Scanning the horizon or word from, we'd have to invent a character, but like word from the tracker, you know, like there's somebody who's passing through what do you call it when somebody comes into trade and passes you the current gossip?
All I could think of is news.
I know.
But yeah, is there another word for that?
Is there a word for that? A
gossip?
A trader?
Day trade? No. I like scanning the horizon.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right. Good with that.
Okay.
Then for dispatches from the front, we have chatter or search party. But we use search party, so oh, yeah. We have chatter. Or
chatter's
dispatches.
Good.
I mean, if we wanted to go silly poetic, we could be all like, what are those dark songs from over the horizon?
That's the whole name of the segment. Oh, what are those dark songs on the horizon?
Oh, what are those dark songs on the horizon? Or as we call it, chatter.
It's a 10-minute prog rock bumper every episode.
The
dark song of the horizon.
I don't know that there's an easy way to phrase it, but I think there was like a Radiolab episode where they were talking about the idea of in Africa when people would play the drums, there was basically a high note and a low note. And for years, people are like, how on earth are they communicating? And what they figured out was if you remove all vowels and you keep on saying the same things again with just high notes and low notes, you end up via redundancy with the back and forth playing them to each other, essentially talking over miles at a time.
Hmm.
That's probably neither here nor there.
Let's call it that.
The drum signal, the drum beat.
Drum beat?
Chatter from far off lands. Yeah.
I think we just call it chatter.
Well,
chatter.
Radio chatter.
We're
not radio.
Yeah.
We're podcast. It's not radio, it's podcasts.
It's not TV. It's cord killers.
Dispatches from the front. These are the emails. These are where we're connecting with the viewers, maybe looking back to a previous week, a previous story, getting people's firsthand experiences.
Tales.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to ask our friend ChatGPT.
Hey, Chad, okay. What should we call this? I don't know. Ask Brad. That's when you know AI gets sentient, when it just goes, I don't know, ask somebody else.
When it just like
I'm tired.
makes jokes that you never asked for. It just comes up with levity on its own.
That's the true sentience test.
All right.
All right, what's to say?
Oh, man, these are bad. Nope. These are so bad I won't read them.
Oh.
So chatter then?
Yeah. Chatter.
Yeah. So canonically, do we have like what, like a walkie-talkie or?
Oh, yeah. It could be like a squelch.
What are some CB lingo?
10-4, good buddy. Over and out.
We can look some up.
Okay, 10-4, message receive.
What's
Breaker,
10-20?
Good buddy.
Breaker.
Handle. Bear, Smokey, rubbernecking. Chicken
coop.
There's
a bear in the air.
Location.
Police helicopter.
Is 20.
Anything speaking to you from that list?
Nope. A lot lizard. Right. A prostitute.
No, we definitely don't.
Really? Lot lizard?
Yeah.
That could be after talk. Join us for lot lizards.
Okay, so which ones are we missing?
None. We're
just
that's
doing
it.
This one. Are we settled on chatter? I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Then we got them all.
We got them all.
I like Pokemon. We collected them all.
What were we gonna do? With spoiler in time, we were just going to do one show at a time. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to go down to Library Watch, and then we can all free to watch whatever we want and talk about it on After Talk.
Great.
Do we want to, if we only have one Library Watch, should we have a section where if any of the three of us have something that we want to talk about and tell the others about,
mm-hmm.
we could put it in there.
Sure. I was thinking we would do that on After Talk.
Okay. All right.
But we can be flexible with all that stuff.
We also mentioned sharing a little, maybe spending a little more time in the show during Eyes On to talk about things
doing
that we've watched.
Non-spoilery discussion there.
Yeah, that actually, that does fix it.
Great. Well, thank you everyone who has been sending in messages and contributions, ideas, and all
chatter.
Sorts of stuff, all sorts of chatter for this. I'm gonna go away and cook up some new bumpers and stuff
Chef
like that.
Bryce.
That we'll probably. I feel like we should keep certainly at least the sound for the intro.
Oh yeah.
And that song and sting and all.
Yep. Agreed.
Just slightly. Yeah, cool. Well, thank you everybody. It's been helpful to give us stuff to work off of and all sorts of stuff.
Sweet.
One other thing, just if we've got a moment here for it in After Talk, mm-hmm. I've got a link in the doc on line 111. So we talked, I don't even know if this made it in the show or not. I think it did. They pushed back the release of Gran Turismo by 2 weeks.
Right.
And my conspiracy theory was that they would do that so they could show the movie to the people who pre-bought tickets and then use them to be the word
ambassadors.
Money. Yeah. And so this is the standee that they're putting in the movie theaters for Gran Turismo. And you might think it would be like one big picture. You'd think it would be like, oh, you know, like all of the, you know, you do the big.
Yeah, like a movie poster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not that. This is a Variety review.
Oh, God.
Printed in very tiny type.
Oh, that's awful.
No, I love this. Are you kidding me? I love this. This is so funny and so
that this is the equivalent of like releasing National Treasure and just putting up a full copy of the Constitution.
It's it's got me. It certainly got me talking. I don't think you could do this for everything, but I think it's really funny to do this when you can't have your actors promote your movie.
Yeah.
Oh,
and the
shit.
Thing that The thing that everybody's cool with is news coverage. Here you go.
Hey, you want to see the review? Here it is in full.
Right here on this piece of cardboard. Enjoy.
Why don't you stand here and read it while you're waiting for your raisinettes?
I guess we made it a full episode without talking about the strike.
I made some SAG after remark during Cord Killers, but we skated past it pretty fast.
Do you not? Should we not?
Oh, I don't know. I want to talk about. All I want to do is stir up trouble, but I should.
Did you hear Arby's is buying Subway?
What?
That seems so backwards. What? Right?
That can't, none of that make. No, that can't be right, Tom.
The company that owns Arby's, Rourke, is making a $9.6 million offer to buy Subway.
Buy Doctors Associates.
How?
That's how you know that Subway is healthy, is because it has the words Doctors Associates in it.
This is incredible. This is actually ridiculous. Subway is like the biggest fast food company in the world. Like, and the Arby's people are buying. The Buffalo Wild Wings people are
Arby's
buying.
Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings are the two.
There's not a single sandwich at Arby's that is less than 1,000 calories.
And we love it.
I'm not even going to fact check you because that just tracks.
Wow.
So, in fine Taco Bell KFC fashion.
Oh my god. Oh god. No.
The new Arby's Buffalo Wild Wing sandwich with the bones.
Oh, toasted.
Tell them how to make it. Our sandwich artist will make it for you.
We put the bones in there for you.
Everybody has to like shave half of their head and wear two types of makeup, and then depending on how you're talked to, you either flash them your Arby's face or your Subway face.
We have the meats. Which ones would you like?
Oh,
that's amazing.
Wow, that brightened my day a little bit.
Oh, good.
Thank you to Arby's.
Bonnie cannot make the show tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a teaser as to what she, but I have asked her pretty please to be there for the bones, because when she dropped off Penny at college, she got hit on. And she spent some number of minutes unsure whether or not this person thought she was a prostitute. And this person tried to impress her because he works at this hotel and as a result has a lot of coupons so he can get appetizers and drinks for half off. Bonnie just kept asking for more details, and those details include the fact that he's there at the hotel because he got kicked out of the house that night. Mm-hmm. And he brightened up when she mentioned that she was married, which I explained, yes, because at that point he knew for sure he wouldn't have to pay. It was a 90-minute journey I went on, and
well, everyone, that's a radio tease for the bonus, the Great Night Bonus episode this week.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be a thing.
That's amazing.
Thank you for being patrons, everybody.
We love you.
We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Pew, pew.